move. Another nice move. Oh. He scores. Oh. What a goal. Oh. It doesn't get any better than this. Oh. Rick Nash, how do you do?
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Back on the grill, the Johnny Taco Grill live at the Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Welcome to hour number two, live, of course, all across America, around the world on the fabulous internet in 160 countries. How come the internet's only got 160 countries when it started out like 25 years ago? It was 160. What happened? More countries going online. Anyway, the bottom line is we're talking sports, a little smack, a little comedy. Charles J. will join us, the man who, of course, numbers by numbers, the king of numbers when it comes to numbers. He knows it all. Plays by J-A-Y.com. He'll join us about 20 minutes past the hour. And our next segment, our upcoming segment, I'm going to push the guys. We'll talk about Zach Attack Young and Dominic Jimenez on some baseball scores, on some football headlines, all kinds of good stuff. And, of course, at the end of the hour, they're going to tell me stuff that I don't know. I love that. I love that when I press them. Tell me stuff I don't know, guys. They will later on in tonight's show. This is Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man. Welcome to my grill. Johnny Taco is grill live on Sports Byline from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, and AFN Radio.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent, sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Can you give us just a few basic comments about your feelings on the game?
Well, naturally, I feel bad about losing a ball game like that. There's no way you should lose that ball game. And that just doesn't make sense.
What's your opinion of Kingman's performance?
What's my opinion of Kingman's performance? What the f*** do you think is my opinion of it? I think it was put that in. I don't opinion of his performance. He beat us with three home runs. What the can you mean? What is my opinion of his performance? How can you ask me a question like that? What is my opinion of his of his performance? He hit three home runs. I'm off to lose the game, and you ask me my opinion of his performance. I mean, that's a tough question to ask me, isn't it? What is my opinion of his performance?
Yes, it is. I asked it, and you gave me an answer.
Well, I didn't give you a good answer because I'm mad, but I mean...
That wasn't a good question.
That's a tough question to ask me right now. What is my opinion of his performance? I mean, you want me to tell you what my opinion of his performance is?
You just did.
That's right. Guy hits three home runs against us.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
The great Tommy Lasorda talking about Dave Kingman. He was a slugger for the Giants, man. He could hit the ball into the bay. I kid you not. He hit it into the bay when there was no ballpark out there. He hit it over. Oh, God, it was incredible the home runs that Dave Kingman hit with three home runs that night. Speaking of baseball, I'll go through some scores here. Saddles win over KC 6-0. San Diego prevailed over the Dodgers 5-2. Colorado 5-2 winners over the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Angels came up short in Texas 7-2. The Yankees went to Boston, got clipped 8-0 by the Boston Beantown Red Sox. And the Miami was the winner over Milwaukee 7-5. Of course, that's some of your Major League Baseball scores. Dominic Jimenez, talk to me about Laramie Tunsil. Who is Laramie and why didn't he go higher in the draft? And what's this big thing? Are there nude pictures of him around the net or what?
No, something far, I think actually it was far worse for him. So we'll start off, Laramie Tunsil is an offensive tackle from Ole Miss. He was projected to be the number one overall pick back when the Titans still had the first pick. They didn't need a quarterback, so they ended up trading it. Laramie Tunsil ended up being the third offensive tackle taken in the draft. So he wasn't even the first guy taken. Ronnie Stanley and Jack Conklin both got taken ahead of him. And at the very beginning, everybody was like, oh, what's going on with the fall? And then it turns out about 10 minutes before the draft, his Twitter account got hacked. And a video of him in a, I guess we can call it a bong mask type of contraption, smoking weed. And then he takes the helmet off, and it's clearly Laramie Tunsil. So a lot of teams, there were question marks with him already. He missed time last year. He had been suspended in the past. And then you had, oh, my God, now this video comes out of him smoking weed. Then it also came out, and he fessed to it, that he texted somebody within the Ole Miss athletics department asking for money for rent and food. So with about 10 minutes before the draft, a bunch of red flags went up on Laramie Tunsil. And it's unfortunate, but he did fall substantially, but he got picked at 13 by the Dolphins.
Interesting. Of course, those are some of the sports headlines we're working on. As far as the NBA is concerned, let's go back to the hardwood. I was looking at some of the scores here. The Warriors are still favored to beat Portland, favored to trounce Portland. In fact, that game tomorrow, they're minus 550 favorites. You can bet plus 475 on the Portland Trailblazers. This is going to be a 4-0 series. Can you really see this? Can you see the Portland Trailblazers extending this great Warrior team, Zach?
I mean, no, I was saying I think it'll go 4, maybe 5, because they might be able to win a game somehow, you know, especially if Curry doesn't play the entire series. I wouldn't be surprised if they won a game, but I would definitely be surprised if it went past five games.
Interesting. When you look at the entire world of sports right now, of course, it's all controlled by money, and Las Vegas making their move to become an NFL team, an NFL home, and I think it's going to happen. I think in 2018, I think the NFL will be there with the Oakland Raiders, and of course, that will open things up. And Dominic's from the old school here. He's saying, you know, that's sort of bad because you've got guys like, you know, coming to Vegas every week and getting introduced to hookers and things like that. Man, these guys have got more girls on the road than Las Vegas can ever provide. So I really don't think that's going to be a deterrent there, Dominic. Sorry.
No, it's totally cool. I get the argument against what I'm saying. I totally get it. I'm just, so many of these owners are of that old school mentality. And with the way that, you know, all these video recordings of guys doing things, we've seen multiple Johnny Manziel episodes, yeah, the Ray Rice thing in the elevator. Just the way I see it is, why tempt a guy to make a bad decision by putting him in easy access to a place like Vegas? That's just the way I see it.
Yeah, but, you know, but it's L.A. I keep trying to tell you that a lot of problems with L.A. is that there's really a lot of hot chicks. There's hot chicks all over the NBA. But L.A., I've been to the Forum Club, to Jerry Buss's private parties back in the 80s and the 90s, things like that. I saw what the women looked like. They were like, out of this world, okay, just out of this world. And everybody was passed around these little blue pills. I couldn't figure out what those were. They never gave them to me, but they were passed around these little blue pills. But the bottom line is L.A., sex sells. Sex is everywhere. Sex will be in Vegas. Gambling will be in Vegas. They can gamble anywhere they want now. If you have an online account, you can bet anywhere around the world. Why the restriction? Why should we have this NFL restriction on gambling in Las Vegas? Zach, I'll run this one to you. Isn't this sort of old school, sort of like Puritan thinking? I mean, come on, man. This is like a little bit to the right here. We should have an NFL team in Las Vegas. It's a formidable community. They got enough people to support the team. And guess what? Those casinos are going to get in big time.
Yeah, the only thing for me is I feel bad for the Raiders fans in Oakland, you know. And that's
man, it's because you're a hip-hop guy and you like coming up here and going to their festivals, okay? Listen, nobody from Oakland really goes to the games. They don't. They can't afford them.
Well, I mean, they got a fan base here still in L.A. from the time they were here. There's still a lot of Raiders fans down here. So, I mean, I kind of feel for them in that regard. But then again, I mean, Vegas is still, like, visitable for most of us. You know, it's only 4 hours away for us. I'm not sure how far it is for you guys. But, you know, it's still, like, it's just a long drive away. So it's really not too hard. I don't think they'll lose too many fans.
Zach, how come the Silver and Black sells more memorabilia than, like, all the other teams put together?
It's just, you know, there's just something that's like intimidating about that skull, you know. It just makes the team look intimidating. I think people like that image.
Are the Raiders going to be able to live up to that image on the field this year, Dominic? Are the Raiders going to put forth a formidable team?
Formidable, absolutely. I think it's very easy to see the Raiders playing 500 ball this year, which is an improvement. You got Derek Carr. You've got your wide receiver, Amari Cooper. You've got a developing defense. You went out and signed Sean Smith, the defensive back. You went out and got Bruce Irvin, a pass-rushing linebacker. You got Alden Smith. You had a nice first-round pick and a decent draft overall. And the division is not very strong. The Raiders are in prime position to do a little bit of damage in the AFC West this year.
Okay, is there room in Philadelphia for Sam Bradford and Wentz here? I don't think so. Wentz is sort of, you know, telling it like it is, and he wants to be, he's the best quarterback in town, and evidently Sam Bradford walked out on some press today regarding that. Dominic, take that first.
Well, Sam Bradford for the last, you know, week has been quite unhappy and has been made it very vocal to the Eagles. He's requested a trade publicly. He's told them he just abruptly left and said he's not reporting to any other OTAs, organized team activities and practices like that. Sam Bradford and his agent even published a very weak-sounding statement saying, yeah, you know, Sam wants to be the quarterback somewhere where he knows he's going to be comfortable and he can be the starting quarterback for a long time. He feels what's happening in Philadelphia is that if he makes any mistake, the fans will be booing him and will be clamoring for his head and wanting the backup guy that they just drafted. Sam Bradford's not handling it very well. I understand he doesn't want to be friends with Carson Wentz because he's going to be pushing him for his job. Totally understandable. We saw the same thing with Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, where he told Aaron Rodgers, hey, look, I'm not going to be your mentor or anything like that. You're trying to take my job, but I'll be civil to you. This is not the case in Philly. And the weird thing is Philly has so much money tied up in Sam Bradford and the backup Chase Daniel. And now with the Broncos trading up to get Paxton Lynch, there's really nowhere to unload Sam Bradford. So it'll be interesting to see if Sam Bradford's even with the Eagles come training camps this summer.
There you have it, the NFL wrap, folks, on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, iTunes.com, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. We're all over the world, folks. We're coming to you live from these Sports Byline studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Next up, the man from Plays by J-A-Y. That's PlaysByJAY.com. Charles J. Next up on Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition.
Place for losers or the innocent of mine. It's a full-time job for anyone to stay alive. The streets have set like boundaries for a war that's never won. What a wasteland for broken dreams and hired guns.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
If he gets through this dragnet, he's as slippery as a nail in a barrel full of oil.
Past the hour. We haven't talked about Deflategate at all, and the fact that Tom Brady's suspension is back on. I just love it. I love it. I'm tickled pink here, of course. Let's bring in my co-host here. I'm talking about Zach Attack Young and Dominic Jimenez. Hey, wait, hold on. You guys there?
Yes, sir.
Of course.
All right, now let's take things to the East Coast. I'm talking about Miami, Florida. I'm bringing my man, Charles, a plays by JAY.com. Charlie, what's new this week, genius? Talk to us.
What's up? Talking to you from the new home of Laramie Tunsil, ladies and gentlemen. God bless America.
That's sort of mean, Charlie. That's a little mean. I mean, the guy had a little rough, didn't he?
Well, a little rough. I would say it was quite a day for him. I don't want to have a day like that.
How much money did he lose, Charles?
I think they said it was $7 to $10 million, somewhere along those lines.
Zach Attack, you used to smoke a lot of weed. Is that worth $7 to $10 million?
It was good weed. I don't think it's
worth it. Obviously, it was to him. So,
hey, let me say something about this, though, seriously. Because we've talked about this college sports thing and all this and the paying the players and so forth. Here's a guy who's coming into the NFL that he basically gets penalized to the tune of $7 to $10 million. Slips, reasonably speaking, seven places because he could have been that number six pick. And in fact, if Tennessee hadn't made the trade of the number one pick, he might have gone to them number one. All right. But here's a guy who slipped all that in the draft because of this picture on his Twitter account, smoking pot. Now, that same guy will probably get drummed out of the NFL if he refused to take much, much harder drugs to stay eligible to play during his NFL career. Whoa. So there is kind of the conflict there, kind of the hypocrisy there. And obviously players are saying now that a lot of players are saying now they would rather just smoke the pot rather than take those opiates or any of those other painkillers that they have to take in order to be able to play. Your thoughts?
No, that's crazy. I saw Cheech and Chong last Saturday night. I've always been pro-marijuana. Everybody knows that. Even when I was part of the San Francisco Police Department, I always thought that marijuana was a benign drug. And of all the domestic violence incident cases I went to, they were all involving either alcohol, hard drugs, or pharmaceutical drugs. They never went to one involving marijuana. I mean, what are they going to be fighting over, Charlie, the last cookie?
I mean, think about it for a second. Yeah. He's going to, I'm sure this happened to him in college too, but I mean, you know, here's a guy who's going to have a sprained ankle. He's going to have, you know, tear his MCL or something like that, or, you know, just have a sprain of a knee or something. And, you know, it's going to be, hey, let's shoot it up. Let's take painkillers. Let's do all these things that I wouldn't recommend anybody do out there. And at the end of a career, all these guys start to talk about it, if you notice, you know, all the drugs that they made them take. It is kind of bizarre to me. Now, you're talking about the other thing in terms of, I think, what did he do? Ask an athletic department official or something at the University of Mississippi for some money, right? Yeah. All right, big deal. Okay. That has opened up a real can of worms in this program, and it seems like all the talk is, gee, how is this coach going to save his job? Well, you know, why should the coach be able to save his job? I mean, this guy opened up a real rat's nest on a program that was already being investigated for recruiting violations, and now they're going to have to, you know, really dig into this because he said he got money from an assistant coach there. So he went down and took others down with him. That is what that's the kind of drama that ESPN was created for.
Woody Hayes, I'll never forget this. Woody Hayes got threatened by the NCAA because he paid for a kid's airline ticket home to his mother's funeral. Can you believe? I mean, who the hell does the NCAA? The NCAA has way too much power, Charles. They need to be neutered.
This is what I think is going to happen. And I think this is worth spending time on because we've had the debate about paying athletes. I think what's going to happen, and maybe it will happen in our lifetimes, I think you're going to find the 30 or 40 really biggest programs break off from the NCAA at some point, sign, you know, one of those multi-billion dollar contracts with one of the networks or ESPN or somebody, and they're going to create basically their own league, and they're going to have a playoff system like the NFL, and they're going to crown a real champion through that, and they're going to play each other and not all these Division I AA teams and, you know, not any weak sisters. And that's what you're going to have, and they're going to make their own rules, and they're going to do whatever they want as far as compensating players is concerned. I see that happening.
You know, Charlie, just to change subjects, I'm betting the lunch, actually the dinner, the entire house, that I think the Raiders are going to be in Vegas in 2018. What do you think?
I think the NFL wouldn't want that to happen, obviously, but it looks like that's where they want to go. And, you know, the NFL is always talking to these teams about, you know, how they want them to essentially hold cities hostage to get a better stadium deal. Now, you're a local there, and so you know that that they're not getting it there. And there is something brewing in Vegas as far as that's concerned.
Half a billion bucks, man. I mean, I think the Raiders are gone there. I think they're going to combine the stadium with the UNLV people. I think this is a great move for the city. I think it's a great move for the NFL. And let's be honest. I mean, Las Vegas is unlike any other city. It's not like any other city where you can, if you want to get in trouble, you'll get in trouble, man. I mean, there are strip clubs in every town.
Every town, that's right. And Vegas is a real city now. I mean, it's, you know what I mean? It's not just there for the gambling anymore. It is a real metropolitan area now. So it has matured a lot since the first time I went there, which was back in the early 80s. It's a big city unto itself that just has casinos. And remember, there are other cities that have casinos. It's just like the sports book is actually the difference in Las Vegas. And so whoever got involved maybe backing this or sponsoring this or whatever they were going to do, you know, maybe they wouldn't be able to take some action on NFL games, although I don't think this would be connected to any one casino, would it?
I don't think so.
Unless it's, I guess they talk about Sheldon Adelson being a backer of this, aren't they?
Sheldon Adelson and my man Steve Wynn. You know, Steve Wynn gave Buster Douglas $25 million to lay down against Evander Holyfield.
It will be interesting to see what the NFL has to say about their ability, you know, in terms of influence with the commission, their ability to take action on NFL games if they have some direct or indirect involvement with an NFL team.
Now, I don't want to bogart time for my guys, but I got to ask you this: with Macau now rocking and doing seven times the money that Las Vegas is doing, with these Indian casinos popping up all over the place, has Las Vegas and Atlantic City is Atlantic City headed for ruins? Are they headed for bankruptcy or what?
They've been getting ruined, and that's why Chris Christie and other public officials there have been pushing so hard for sports betting, and they've been turned back, but, you know, they're still trying. They want sports betting there, and they obviously legalized internet wagering, internet casinos, and it hasn't really had the impact that I think they wanted it to.
Okay, I'll bring in my guys after the break, folks, and talk about Zach Jack Young, of course, and Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez, if his masseuse will let him go. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is iHeartRadio Sirius XM Satellite Radio. We come to you live from the Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Of course, each and every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time, Johnny talking his All-Stars roll with the grill. Of course, currently, it'll be Charles Day. Next up, we're talking sports, and you can join us if you want on the toll-free, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Talk a little baseball before we get out of here at the top of the hour. Still got about 25 minutes to go. Hour number two, Johnny talking his All-Stars. Charles Day plays by JAY.com on the line from Miami, Florida. Back with my All-Stars and the J-Man right after the break here on Sports Byline.
Don't feel sorry for Indians, though. Don't. Because Indians got it made now. They got casinos. It's not like before. Chief Sitting Bull, Flying Eagle, not same names anymore. Hey, what's your name, dude? Counting White Money. That's my name.
I'd like you to meet my daughter, Cha-Ching. Say hello, Cha-Ching.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
And Monroe, Dietrich and DiMaggio, Marlon Brando, Jimmy Dean, on the cover of a magazine. Grace Kelly, Harlow Jean, picture of a beauty queen. Gene Kelly, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, Dance on Air. They had style, they had grace. Rita Hayworth gave good face.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Today, I'd like to speak specifically to Facebook users, but before I do, I'll give you a moment to close out of your ex-boyfriend or ex-girlfriend's profile page. By the way, you're not imagining it. They are absolutely happier than they have ever been. So, let's begin. Let's begin. Now, for the last few years, variations on this privacy statement have been making the rounds on Facebook, as many of you seem to believe that posting it prohibits Facebook from owning the content that you post. Unfortunately, you might as well be posting this picture of a sloth revealing a woman's cleavage, because it would grant you literally the same legal rights. You see, posting these statements is meaningless, no matter how serious their language may be. One of the more popular versions begins with the sentence, "I do declare the following." Now, let me stop you right there. And this is important. Just because you say something in the voice of a southern debutante does not make it legally binding. "I do declare, Mr. Beauregard, that status update about last night's episode of Scandal is mine. Mine alone. Mine alone. I do declare. I declare it." Other versions cite the Rome Statute, a treaty that established the International Criminal Court. So it's quite irrelevant to social media, although I will agree that posting too many pictures of your ugly baby should be a crime against humanity. But not only that, a few of the messages being shared misspell it as the Rome statue, implying that your Facebook page is protected by Bernini's sculpture of David. And it's not. It's not. The point is, posting that message will accomplish nothing. But that's not because wall posts don't override terms of service agreements, or that Facebook doesn't own your content in the first place in the way the mainstream media would have you believe. It's because the only true way to protect your content on Facebook is by posting this video. Yes, the one that you are currently watching, starring me, John Oliver, as is clearly stated in the Social Media Profile Copyright Act of 1934, Section 6, Subsection 2E, Paragraph 4, the contents of one social media profile, be it updates or status, Twitterage, Instagramming or photographs shared in a face-based book, shall be protected if and only if one posts a video of a television personality declaring it as such. Said personality must be British man occupying a late-night weekend time slot on pay cable, must have had at least one booty tweet ignored by Liam from One Direction, at least one. Must, at least one, must have a lifelong paralysing fear of starfish. Holy s***! Just take it down! Take it down! And also must have lost his virginity at the age of 26 to the Grease 2 soundtrack. Check, 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 and checkety check. So just to be clear, I am the most powerful legal weapon available to you. Use me wisely, and then, and only then, you may get back to your ex's profile page. And you're right, their life without you is an unending parade of absolute joy and fulfillment. Farewell, Facebook. Farewell.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
He is very, very not smart.
The genius of John Oliver. This is Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man. Welcome back to the grill here at the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Cooking up a couple of tacos here. I am the Taco Man. I've got my all-stars on the line, Zach Attack Young and Dominic Jimenez. And before I get to Charles Day, I'm going to ask Dominic first. Deflategate, Dominic, are you happy that Tom Brady's suspension is back on, yes or no?
No, I'm not happy, no.
Okay, nope. Zach Attack Young, how do you weigh in on that one?
I don't know. I kind of think that it's about time the Patriots had to face some kind of punishment, you know?
Okay, and Charlie, bring us up to date on this one. Does he deserve it?
I don't know or care very much, except that I don't think this thing is over. Yeah, I think they're going to fight it a little more. They brought in Ted Olson as part of the legal team. Of course, he used to be the Solicitor General, so. What are you laughing about?
I'm just laughing because there's some heavyweights involved here, man.
There's some heavyweights. Listen, these guys make big money. They can afford whoever they want, okay? They can afford whoever they want.
Okay. Johnny Manziel, he was in Columbus, Ohio the other night for the draft. He bought 300 shots for people in the restaurant. Johnny Manziel going to play football this year, Charlie?
Well, you see, I've done that before. I've bought 300.
No, Charlie, I've been with you at bars. You stiffed me for the tab, remember?
No, I don't do that. That's
no, no. You know who that was?
He's not playing. He's indicted. I think any team right now is going to have a problem giving him a chance, yeah.
You remember, we were all in Florida one night. You were there, Charles, and Robert Middleman, you remember that when he signed for all those drinks to my room, and I didn't know until I checked out the next morning. It was like $400 in my room. I wanted to kill the dude. Remember that creep?
I know Bob, but I don't remember that incident.
You charged up all kinds of drinks in my room, and stupid me, I signed for him. Oh, man.
Nah, that's what you got to do. You got to do that.
Yeah, well, you know, you get drunk, a few things happen. Here's what's up. It looks like the Carolina Panthers are the top favorite to go to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl 2017. New England's number two. Does that sound about right to you, Charles?
Well, New England's number two. That, you know, those kind of numbers will probably change a little bit depending on whether
it kind of sinks in that Brady that what's his name again? I don't even remember the Garoppolo. Okay, is going to be the starting quarterback for them this year. Of course, the drafting of Laramie Tunzel, I think, vaults the Dolphins into contention. Don't you guys think?
I don't know. I'm gonna pass on that one. I'll hand that one over to you, Zach.
Yeah, it puts them into the contention for the Cannabis Cup, I think.
Okay, Dominic, you want to weigh on that one outside of the weed?
Yeah, I think I don't think they're going to be Super Bowl favorites, but I think especially if Brady misses those four games, the Dolphins are legitimate contenders for the AFC East title.
Don't you think that Denver signing Mark Sanchez kind of takes them out of the discussion right now?
Dom, go.
The rest of the AFC West is just so wishy-washy, though. I think if the defense can do what they just did, I think Mark Sanchez can be passable.
Charlie, what are the numbers say? Are the Warriors going to win this thing, or is it going to be San Antonio?
Well, the numbers indicate that the Warriors are still the favorites to win the championship. Because it's all different sources, but I'm using just one source here. They're even money. While San Antonio, at least started the night at plus 175. Of course, that's before they beat Oklahoma City by 88 points or something like that. But the Warriors are the favorites. They're minus 120 to win the Western Conference, and they are huge favorites, obviously, to win their series coming up starting Sunday against the Portland Trail Blazers at minus 750. They could be getting. We don't know yet, but it's conceivable that they could have Curry back for game four of this series. That is May 9th, and that's the day he will be evaluated again. So if it is determined that at that point in time he could play, he might play. Or if not, then maybe in game five. So that's the status with him. Are they capable of winning the whole thing without Curry? I think in the long run, no.
Interesting. Okay, what do you think about Luke? I mean, I'm sort of happy that Luke Walton's going to get a chance to coach the L.A. Lakers because Byron Scott, I thought, was a bit of a dud, and they finally ran him out of town. The buses finally ran him out of town. Mm-hmm. They've been courting Luke Walton for a long time, and Luke Walton's going. But Luke Walton probably deserves to share a lot of the joy of this record team this year. I think he had the majority of the games, didn't he?
Well, he may coach 34 games, but he got them off to that 24-0 start. I thought it was a little unusual that he would come to the agreement while he was still an assistant with Golden State and they were still involved. But, yes, Steve Kerr gave the go-ahead for them to talk to him, and so he did. There is the possibility, at least as I have heard it, that David Blatt, who was fired at midseason by the Cleveland Cavaliers this year, could join Kerr's staff after this. He's going to be somewhere in the NBA, probably as an assistant next year.
Okay, so the Warriors are going to go out tomorrow without Curry. Are they going to be able to cover the spread? What's the spread tomorrow?
Their spread is 8.5, and I think they can do it. And I think one of the reasons they can do it is that they've had some time at least to be able to come up with an effective defensive scheme to deal with a really great backcourt that Portland has. I mean, when you talk about Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum, you're talking about two guys who could go off for 30 points any given night. And Lillard had 51 against the Warriors in a game where they beat them by, something like 34, 35 points.
But that was then, and this is now.
Yeah, that was then, and this is now. But, the Warriors were pretty great all season long. And Portland probably was not as good then as they are now. I mean, Portland got off to an 11-20 start where they were not considered to be playoff contenders at all. They got better as the season progressed. Now, are they in here on a pass in a sense? Yeah. But they did beat the Clippers twice when the Clippers had Chris Paul and Blake Griffin in the lineup. That was at home. But I think the Golden State can come up with some kind of a deal. And remember, they're going to go out there defensively with a lot more, as they call it, length on Sunday. Will they have the quickness to deal with this backcourt? That's another question. But, hey, look, they have to put they were able to put defense together with offense in winning the championship last year and in winning 73 games this year. They have one of the better defensive teams. They play team defense. Their role players are better than Portland's role players, and Portland's role players have been a real key for them this season because basically everybody else, aside from the guys in the backcourt, I think they can cover this spread, yeah.
All right, I'm dropping 220 to win 200. I'm giving up the 9 points. Zach, where are you going with this one? Would you give up the points or would you take it?
I think I'd take the points on that. I think they can cover that.
Okay, and Dominic?
The Warriors are covered this one, but this series is going 6 games.
Why would you say it's going to? Because of that great backfield, that great backcourt they've got there. Because if you look at them, if you just break them on down, the best four Warriors are better than the best five Portland Trailblazers.
I disagree with that. I think Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum are good enough shooters, and they can put up enough points, especially up in Portland, that they'll be able to beat the Warriors once or twice this series. Absolutely.
I agree that could happen, Dominic. What I want to tell people about, though, is that when the Warriors don't have Curry in the game, they tend to play slower. So take a long look at that total. They tend to play a lot more in the half court. They don't break out as much on transition, and they do a lot of posting up with Draymond Green, who obviously is a distributor as well in the half court. So they may be taking up a lot more time on the shot clock without Curry than they were used to with him.
Interesting. The great Charles J. folks of PlaysByJ.com's PlaysByJAY.com. Got a special in the morning?
Well, all three NBA games, but I'm kind of giving you all of them. Well, I gave you one of them here. But there's three NBA games, two game sevens, or two games seven, as is probably the proper English, because you have Miami playing host to Charlotte and Indiana at Toronto. Those are the deciding games in those Eastern Conference playoffs.
I got a 30-second question for you. The Bills grabbed Cardale Jones from Ohio State, the quarterback. Shouldn't Cardale have went a little earlier in the draft than he went, Charles?
Known as a project. Also, his personality didn't seem to be something that a lot of NFL people were crazy about. So, you know, he's got the skills and some tools, and I think that somebody will, you know, they'll look upon him as somebody who could conceivably be a starter down the line.
The website's called PlaysByJ.com. That's PlaysByJAY.com. Charlie, have a great week.
Thanks, guys. Take care now.
When I come back, my All-Stars will do the impossible. They'll tell me something that I don't know. Can they do that? Sure they can. We'll talk about Zach Attack Young and Dominic Cadwallader-Jimenez, the great All-Stars of Johnny Taco. Of course, this is the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, and his All-Stars coming to you live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, live on Sports Byline.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Look, I know a lot of women, and they all have issues.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
57, take that back, 58 minutes past the hour. This is Sports Overnight America of the Weekend Edition. I am the Taco Man. Welcome to my grill. This is Johnny Taco's Grill live from the Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Of course, this is that time of the show where I put my guys on the spot. And I tell you what, I'm going to go to this guy because he's always been clutch the last couple of weeks. I'm talking about Zach Attack Young. You better tell me something I don't know, baby.
Okay, well, you may not have known that, you know, in the wake of Prince's death, there was actually a sports anchor that was fired for quoting Prince lyrics on the air as a tribute.
Dan Phillips.
Yes.
Dan Phillips. I thought it was sort of cute the way he did it. I thought it was a little quick the way he did it. I didn't think it was a big thing. Okay, Dominic, tell me something.
Leicester City of the English Premier League, if they beat Manchester United tomorrow, they will win the Premier League after starting the season 5,000-1 odds against them to win the league. 5,000-1.
And you can watch it at VIPbox.tv. That's VIPbox.tv. Upcoming WBO title fights on the 8th of May. Of course, Nanette Inouye defending the 115-pound title against David Carmona over in Japan. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. On the other side of the glass, the man pulling the strings here, the Wizard of Oz, his name is Mr. Scott Cuddy. I thank my all-stars. Zach Attack, have a great weekend, sir.
You too.
Cadwallader, I hope the back gets better. Tell the masseuse I said hi.
Oh, will do. Enjoy your three-figure check.
Oh, my God. Anyway, bottom line is I am the Taco Man. I thank you for spending some time with me. Until next time, keep yourself together. This is Sports Byline, and I am the Taco Man.